275, Shane and Laura Carlick.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a Mercury Marine Service business to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.7 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Cool Spring Road, which is Sussex County Route 290, approximately 0.28 mile north of Stokely Road, which is Sussex County Route 280. The 911 address is 20635 Cool Spring Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 40.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's survey, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and we've received one mail return and zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hi, good evening, how are you?
Good.
I don't have anything elaborate like everybody else before me. I'm just basically here for any questions that you guys may have.
We need your name for the record,
please. Laura Carlick, 20635 Cool Spring Road, Milton, Delaware.
Okay. You heard what our director read into the record regarding your application. Is there anything you would like to share with us?
So my husband has run a business for 24 years in Dewey Beach. Why we did the application initially was because it was sold, so we needed a place to go. So we did the conditional use, and then we honestly, probably about a month or two ago, found a place to go currently. What we're looking for the conditional use is just anything in the future that we may need. If we have a customer that wants to bring a boat to us, and then my husband take it from our home in Milton down to Rehoboth, where the business is located.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just a couple. So this is going to be your backup plan for working on boat motors.
Yes.
Okay. And you live there?
This yes,
is
we
your
do.
Dwelling?
We've been there since 2002, I believe.
Okay. Do you have a plan for stored chemicals if he's changing oils? Or
he does, yeah. He puts everything in storage and then it's taken off of property.
It's removed from the facility?
Yeah, when he drains the oil or anything, he'll put it, it goes in a bucket and then he takes it from there.
Okay, so how many boats would you want to be able to work on at one time?
That's a question for him, I'm not sure.
He's welcome to join you up here if he wants.
That's my father-in-law. He's working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have a small property. I wouldn't say more than maybe five at a time. We're not going to use it for storage or anything like that.
Okay. So possibly five at a time. Hours of operation?
I don't.
He would be working just because we have the ability to put conditions on.
Yeah.
So if he's out there running motors and checking them midnight, your neighbor may have a problem.
No, just between working, regular business.
So 7 to 5.
Yeah.
So Monday through Saturday, no work on Sunday.
That's fine.
Okay. Five boats are at a time. Would you want a sign on the property if it's approved?
Probably down the road, but with Mercury, they has to be as like a certain size. So we would deal with that, eventually down the road, which I know Mr. Lowry has talked to us about, that that's a separate, separate application.
Okay, that's all I have for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's actually the conditional use, you might want to just say, yeah, we want to sign.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask if this would qualify as a home occupation so that...
It's one of these ones where it's just above. No, it's the storage
of
materials.
You have no employees, right?
No employees.
It's the outside
storage and storage of materials not made on property, boats.
And the maintenance.
And the maintenance. It just kicks it into a CEO.
It's nearly one, but yeah.
It's correct.
Yeah, another one close, of those. Yeah, close. I was going to say, so close. All right. So, yeah, so all the work is done inside, under roof, or is it outside?
It's mostly outside. I mean, he can pull the boat, smaller boats inside if he needs to. Mostly of it is done outside.
Okay. Is there a lot of noise involved with this?
Nothing more than like a somebody outside. I mean, we have more like people, our neighbors revving engines and things like that that are louder than that. But of course, you know, we would confirm with the certain hours. I mean, he's not going to be out there at 10 o'clock at night or anything like that. We're not we're not those types of neighbors.
Right. All right. Those are the only questions.
Okay. Okay.
No questions.
Okay. Yeah. All right. White House, anything?
Not for me. Thank you.
Councilman?
None for me, thanks.
All right. I don't have any either. If you'll take a seat nearby, okay. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2375, Shane and Laura Carlick? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2375? Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right. Commissioners, any further questions or comments?
Thank you.
Nope. All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.